We are happy to have in the WNRN studios this morning, Michael Pickett. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to have you here. It was really a delight for me to listen to these CDs that the good folks at Devil's Backbone gave me. And it was one of them was more kind of maybe Chicago blues oriented. You had a full band and some live that featured a little bit of your work on the National Steel, which you have in front of you today.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back a little bit further and kind of talk about that experience when you first heard the blues at 13. Well, who did you first listen to?
Well, the story I've told a million times.
Well, tell it one more time, please.
Okay, I was 13 years old, and I was trying to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on the harmonica, and I saw Sonny Terry, and actually, I'd asked my mother to get me a harmonica. My uncle played, you know, old-timey music, and but I saw Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee on television, and went out the next day and bought myself an LP, took it home, had no idea what they were talking about, but I just loved the music. They were singing, making references to things like Black Cat Bones and, you know, mojos and all that voodoo type stuff, and but I just loved the music. And then shortly thereafter, it seems like maybe about a month or two, I found that they were actually performing in Toronto, which is my hometown, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and they were performing for a week, and I went down and saw these great blues masters, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, singer-songwriters who toured all over the world together for about 40 years. And that's my sad tale. All I wanted to do was play the harmonica, and here I am, like, what, 40 plus years later, and I'm still playing the harmonica.
Well, yeah. That's a good story, though. And
yeah, I didn't know I could talk that fast without Java this morning.
Well, we're glad to have you here in the WNRN studio. Well,
thank you.
Well, you played the blues in a couple of different bands. I love the name of this one band, Whiskey Howl.
Yeah, Whiskey Howl.
How'd you come up with that name?
That was kind of drawn out of a hat, that particular name, and it's got a lot of resonance up in Canada for about 15 or 20 people. The other really great name I had for a band was called Wooden Teeth, which is, if you look at the front end of a harmonica, it kind of looks like wooden teeth. And of course, George Washington reputedly had wooden teeth. Band names. I called it the Michael Pickett Band for about, I don't know, 20 years anyways, 20, 25 years, and then I quit the band thing entirely. The CD that you referred to earlier is called Conversation with the Blues, and on that CD I wrote all the material, and I play essentially amplified harmonica. That's what I did for about 30 years. Almost 10 years ago, I picked up the guitar and started playing that. So for the last 10 years, I've been playing solo, acoustic, unplugged.
So was it the National Steel that you picked up first, or did you pick up just a regular acoustic guitar?
It was a regular acoustic guitar, yeah, flat top acoustic guitar. I ran into this here particular guitar, which is a National Steel body Duolian. I ran into that about ran into this guitar in maybe 2003. 2003, and I don't know. I'm not a gear guy, but
I don't play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried, frankly. But I think that if I got good enough, and then I actually picked up one of those, I don't think I would ever put it down. It's kind of a really cool thing, and yours looks, you know, like it is a formidable one, as well as one that probably has an interesting history, one that maybe you didn't always share.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this guitar is made in 1931, and I got it in, you know, 2003. So it's and I have yet to, I haven't found out who played it prior to me. I mean, I could, you know, physically, I can look at it and tell you that somebody played it lap style. It is a really great sounding instrument. I'm kind of lost my train of thought here. Maybe I should play a tune.
Okay. Well, what are you going to play for us first?
That be all right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is called Daddy, Where You Been So Long. It's about traveling, I guess.
Daddy,
my lady, and I told her that I'm coming home. Coming home, baby. She'll be waiting down at the station, man, like she always does. And she'll say, Daddy, where you been so long? I know when I see her dark eyes flashing, be a tear standing in my eye. Been a mighty long time passing, I know it has, man, since I kissed my lady goodbye. And I can hear that engine moaning. Hear that engine moaning now. I can hear that fireman ringing his bell. I know it won't be long, Lord, I'll be on that train. Back to that gal that I love so well. Railway platform, working in that Salvation Army crew. She real good looking too, man. She got that Sally Ann uniform on. You know, she got a tuba player out in the front of the band. You know, about 9 o'clock in the morning, she be down there at that railway station. Yeah, you hang around that station long enough, about 4 or 5 times a day. Did I mention she got a mother of cup out in front? She taking all kinds of nickels and dimes. About 4 or 5 times a day, you hear talking about now. Shall come rejoicing. Yeah, we shall come rejoicing. She's singing about bringing in the sheaves. On the way she tilts her head when she turned to look at me and smile. Lord, it made me think of you. Yeah, my trunk already packed up and loaded, and I got my ticket in my hand. I got my ticket, man. The train is near the Stokin border, and I had all the lonely I can stand. I can hear that engine moan. I can hear that fireman ringing his bell. Ringing that bell, baby. Like she always does. And she'll say, Daddy, where you been so long? She'll be standing down there on the platform. My baby gonna be waiting on me. Yeah, she'll say, Daddy, where you been so long? Yeah, she'll say, Daddy, where you been so long? Yeah, she'll say, Daddy, where you been? Baby, where you been? Honey, where you been so long? You know, sometimes I've been gone for a long time on the road. This time we've gone like 9 weeks at a time on the road. When I get home, my gal gonna be down at that railway station waiting on me. But oh, come on, darling, come on now. Turn around here, look at me, come on. I know you're not happy. Come on, turn around, look at me. Help me out with this guitar. Put my arms around you, everything gonna be all right.
WNRN. Michael Pickett is my guest this morning in the WNRN studio. I have to ask maybe the obvious question. Did you get a chance to go play at the Olympics this past winter? I mean, it's not like not everybody. I mean, I know that.
I was in Charleston, South Carolina.
During the whole Olympics, it was like 2 weeks.
Snacking on ribs, man. Yeah, I was down there for about a week and a half. We've been on the road for about 9 weeks now.
Okay.
Yeah. Some good friends of mine, the Down Child Blues Band, they performed at the Olympics. I don't know if any of that was televised or whatever. I'm pretty sure that they were on some televised portion of that, but I didn't see it. The Down Child Blues Band is a band that's been kicking around in Toronto for about 40 years. They did a 40th anniversary tour. The Down Child Blues Band is led by a guy named Donnie Walsh, and his the Blues Brothers. I'm trying to think of what their names are now. Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. They based those characters on Don and Hawk Walsh. Hawk Walsh has passed away about 10 years ago now. Hawk Walsh, a great blues singer, Canadian blues singer, wrote the lyrics to Shotgun Blues, which is definitely one of the best all-time blues ever written. I mean, in that maybe the top 10 for sure, maybe the top 5. It's a great blues. But that whole imagery, that whole iconography, if you will, of the Blues Brothers is really based on the Down Child Blues Band. Yeah.
Well,
aren't you glad you asked?
Well, no, actually.
They played at the Olympics.
Well, it was just kind of nice, this real celebration, not only of amazing human feats in terms of people being able to just perform on that level and really strut their stuff, but also just Canada got a chance to have a two-week infomercial with the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which was kind of fun, too, actually.
I heard a lot of negative kind of stuff, like, oh, it's not a level playing field. I don't pay much attention, but that's what I was hearing.
Level in terms of...
Well, I don't know. The practice time wasn't afforded to the other countries as it was to the Canadians. But anyways, we don't want to get negative here this morning.
No, but was it kind of great for you to see your country celebrated in that way?
Well, you know what? I have a Canadian passport and I'm not a flag waving anything.
Okay.
You know? I am just so not, what is it? I'm not exactly apolitical. I just don't like the idea of borders and flags and armies. You know, celebrating human endeavor like the Olympics is great. I mean, this is fantastic, you know, but it really is. And celebrating music and life is fabulous, but all that other stuff is... But, you know, so in that sense, yeah, the Olympics is... It's just getting so political here, isn't it?
Yeah, no. Well, no, but I guess the next question is, and you kind of started to give us a look into the Canadian blues scene. So you talked about this one band that played there, but... Talk a little bit about, you know, blues in Canada, because, I mean, I think, you know, Americans would like to a certain degree, claim it for their own, and certainly our own blues folks have, you know, made their pilgrimages to Africa. Taj Mahal did an amazing album in Africa, and other people, and our own Corey Harris, who lives right here in Charlesville, also has done his trip.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, he's made his pilgrimage to Africa as well. So it's kind of curious about the Canadian blues scene.
Well, I really don't know what to tell you. I'm defined and spoken of as a blues musician. I really don't see that. I mean, I think I got that handled because I've been playing the harmonica all my life. But I've been playing, you know, I mean, and I don't even know what blues is. You know, I've been playing funk music. I've been playing stuff. When I was coming up playing the harmonica, I was playing stuff by Little Feat, Lowell George, Roy Cooter, Taj Mahal, but Muddy Waters, Tower of Power, you know, like, I mean, it's all just music to me. It really is. So to really put a label on it or define it in any, I mean, you know, to my mind, like Taj Mahal and Roy Cooter are great musicians, are really, really great musicians, and certainly rooted in the blues, but are they blues musicians? I don't think so. You know, I mean, to me, what's the blues? I don't know. You know, I really don't know. Sunhouse, Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters. I don't know. You know, I mean, I'd have to say yeah to that, but I mean, it's such a huge, huge genre of music, and by and large, you know, your average radio station, if they have a blues program, there are exceptions. There certainly are exceptions, and it's mostly anyway. I mean, by and large, what's propagated as blues is defined by Eric Clapton and B.B. King. And Johnny Hooker and Susan Tedeschi. It's a very limited elite that sits at the top. And the genre is massive. It's just massive. If you just studied piano music, you'd be there for a month. You could do a piano program on this radio station for a month. You know, just playing blues music.
Right.
You know, I mean, Corey Harris will tell you. You know, I mean, it's a huge genre, huge, massive thing.
Michael Pickett in the WNRN studio tonight at Devil's Backbone. He'll also be there tomorrow. That's pretty sweet to get a two-night gig.
It really is. You know, we kicked off this tour with two nights at the Devil's Backbone. And after Saturday night, we're heading back home to Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. When we came in, I was scheduled to play Thursday and Friday, and Chris said, "You know what, man? I'm really happy you're here. You're going to play tonight. I might not even be open tomorrow." This was like February. I'm not sure exactly where. Early February, and there was a major snowstorm coming. So we did the gig that night at the Devil's Backbone and got up at... I was on the road at 3:30 a.m. By 4:15, it was snowing.
Yeah.
So we got out of town.
Well, yeah, that's probably smart because we got a couple of snowstorms that just pretty much locked up this whole area. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So we've kicked off this tour with one date at the Devil's Backbone, and we're going to close it tonight and tomorrow night.
I think. Right, yeah. And you're going to have beautiful yeah. spring weather as opposed yeah. to a winter yeah. storm hanging over you.
Yeah. On Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, we were down at a great room in Appomattox called Bain's Books. Yeah, which is, I don't know if you know about that venue.
I do know about Bain's Books, actually.
It's a really, really good, really nice live music venue.
Well, yeah. Glad that you've been hanging out here. And another tune for us this morning?
I've got a tune here called, this is my 10-bar blues. It's called The Blues is a Friend of Mine, and it mentions a guy that I ran into, actually, down in North Miami, Florida, Spider John Kerner. You know Spider John?
Yes.
Yeah, fabulous. Well, I actually got a chance to introduce him and hang around with him for a little bit. But this song, this song's probably about, I don't know how many years old this is, 4 or 5 years old at least. And it mentions Spider John Kerner, who's a, you know, when I was a 14-year-old kid, I used to go and see him in Toronto. And he was fabulous. He still is. Anyways, I'm going to play this now? Okay.
said, nine-string guitar, nine-string guitar. The first time I saw John Cooney, he had a nine-string guitar. I tell you what, yeah. Break that thing out, man. The people want to hear him play. Break that thing out the box, John. Come on now. Ah, play it right now. Devil's backbone tonight. Feels like a friend of mine. That sound evil, don't it? All right. It look like a friend of mine. Feeling pretty good myself. It look like a friend of mine. Oh, it ain't 10 a.m. Look at it. It look like a friend of mine. Woo! Yeah, the blues is a friend. The blues is a friend of mine. The blues is a friend of mine. The blues is a friend of mine.
WNRN, Michael Pickett, my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. Michael, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been a great pleasure to talk with you.
It's been great to be here. Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, we're going to play this. If people want more information about music, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
www.michaelpickett.com. All my gigs are listed and all my whole life story is up there, baby.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to play a tune from an album which is just called Solo, from Michael Pickett on WNRN.